Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hey, listeners, welcome back to a Revoice Network original called Podline, where students like you can anonymously share your burning college-related dilemmas and issues based on the weekly topic. I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're both seniors attending VCU, so think of us as the big sisters you never knew you needed, who have been through it all and can give it to you straight. Now you may be asking, where can I go to submit an issue I need advice on? Well, stay tuned to find out towards the end of the show. For today's topic, we're going to be talking about ways to balance school life and life, and also how to manage your time a little bit better. So, Caroline, do you, as a college student, struggle with balancing school and work and just social life and life in general?
1000% I do. Mm-hmm. I really struggle. I'm taking 18 credits right now, and then I'm also working 25 hours at my job. I feel like I am dying right now, honestly.
Yeah,
but
no,
I'm
that's
just
valid.
Trying to tell myself a couple more weeks.
Yeah, we're almost through.
Yeah,
18 almost credits there. is crazy, though. We both recommend not to do that.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah. Okay, so according to psychologist William Knaus from Piedmont Technical College, 90% of college students procrastinate. Okay. And another statistic, according to Genux, 86% of college students struggle with time management, while 54% experience increased stress related to poor time management. So, Caroline, what do you think about these statistics that I just read?
That makes a lot of sense. I know so many people that procrastinate their work. I try really hard not to, because if I procrastinate one thing, I'm going to start procrastinating all my classes, and I just cannot do that.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. Like, procrastinating is such an interesting, like, I don't know, so many people do it too. Like, I do it too. Like, I'm not knocking anybody, but difficult, especially when it's like, I have to do this and I have to do that. And sometimes, honestly, I don't mean to procrastinate. I just kind of put stuff on the back burner because I'm like, I have this thing that's more important to do, you know?
Yeah.
That's due like sooner or something.
Yeah.
But sometimes I honestly just kind of forget about it until like the day before it's due. I don't know, but through these submissions, we're just gonna help you guys out and give you some advice on how to manage your time better and how to decrease stress.
So the first one says, life is so hard sometimes. Most of us gotta go to school, work, do homework, and on top of that, find internships, gotta have time to read / have healthy hobbies and go to the gym. It is so hard. I really wanna do it all, but my biggest problem is trying to find time to go to the gym. I love being at the gym, but it's hard to find the time and actually get ready to go. Any tips?
Well, I feel like with so much chaos going on, like within your schedule, I feel like at least what's helped me is to build a very well thought out and well planned out like routine and actually sticking to it, because it's one thing to like create the routine and say that you're going to stick to it, but then it's like a whole different thing to actually like go through like the entire routine, you know what I mean? I feel like that's really important and that can really make the difference. I feel like once you actually like put the effort in to stick to a routine, you'll actually start to see like a difference within your life, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. And I think buying a planner, I personally use a planner and it has really helped me in forcing myself to like write out everything I have to do mm-hmm. has really helped me, so I can just do like a checklist of like, okay, I've done this and this and I have this to do.
Yeah,
and I'm going to work at this time.
Yeah, and I feel like everybody has different styles of how they go about organizing their life in a way. some people really love writing every single thing down because they like to check like the box of it. They think that's satisfying to them and it like motivates them to get other stuff done. And some people aren't like that. I don't think I'm really like that. I think if I write down like every single thing that I need to do throughout the day, it's gonna be too overwhelming and stress me out. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, okay, well, I have to brush my teeth at a 10 a.m. and then I have to eat breakfast. Like, obviously, that's like basic stuff. I know that. But some that stuff for some people that really works for them. For me, not so much. So it just depends. You got to figure out what your style is of like organizing your routine and like your life and you know the stuff that goes on in it. So for our next submission, this one says, I'm a fashion design major and I have so much work to do on my garments, plus my project class, plus my math class, and I work part-time on the weekends. So I don't have time to work on anything on the weekend, and my friends always want to hang out. I love them, so I always say yes, and I don't want to stay up all night sewing. This is a very, very interesting one because I think this one, honestly, the first thing that came into my mind was like setting boundaries, especially like with your friends. Because you said, you know, like you love your friends and you don't want to say no to them. So you just say yes to hanging out with them. But like, girl, you can set some boundaries. Like, you don't always have to hang out with them every single time they ask, especially if you know that you have to like finish an assignment that night. Like, don't put yourself in that situation. In terms of setting boundaries, like if you want to hang out with your friends, like you still can. But like personally, what I do, I'm just like, hey guys, I can hang out for like a little bit, but at this time, I gotta go because I have work to do, type B, you know? So.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely setting boundaries is good, and don't be afraid to say no to your friends. And also, don't be afraid to start things early and just get them done a couple days before the due date, so then you don't even have to like worry about them at all.
Yes. This kind of goes hand in hand with like not procrastinating, which
Yes.
I know a lot of people have issues with, but don't even worry because we're about to get into that in the next submission. Like, don't even worry about that. Okay.
This one says, I always struggle with maintaining friends and schoolwork. Balancing both is a lot, especially because I love procrastinating. What's your best advice for a pro procrastinator?
This is really, really interesting. I love talking about this stuff because I just find it so interesting. But like as a former pro procrastinator, I'm not a pro anymore. I'm just a regular procrastinator. But I think you need to like really figure out like why you're procrastinating. 'Cause honestly, I don't think procrastinating, like, how do I explain it? Procrastinating is always something more than just, oh, I just don't feel like doing it, or I'm gonna just do it later. You know, like there's usually a reason why you're procrastinating on something. Maybe it's because you're just scared to start it because you don't want it to not turn out the way that you want it to. So I think that's like the main reason why people procrastinate because of fear. And if that is the case for you, I would say just start it. Like the best thing that you can do is just start it. Because at the end of the day, like, what's the worst thing that's gonna happen?
Yeah, I would definitely say start it. What I used to do, like make outlines or just like jot different ideas that I have down.
Yes. Going off of that, I
And
think
those
that's.
would always at least get my foot in the door, the assignment.
Yeah, no, I agree. Because, like, if you just, I think just word vomiting, like, whatever comes to your mind, even if it might not be the best idea ever, like, you can tweak it from there. You know, whatever you start with doesn't have to always be like the end product. If you start with something, it can be changed, it can be tweaked, like, it could be turned into something that you actually are proud of or something that actually, like, you want to do this assignment on or whatever, you know? But don't be afraid to just start it because that's the best thing that you can do for yourself, is our advice for you. Well, listeners, it looks like we're out of time, but don't worry, we'll be back next week to give some more advice. If you like this episode, don't forget to rate, review, and download the show, and check out our other Revoice Network original, Common Talk and Bad Attitude. Follow the Revoice Network on Instagram at Revoice Network, and to submit a response for future episodes, follow us at podline_Revoice, where our Share Your Dilemmas Google form lives. Once again, I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Caroline.
And thanks for listening. See you next week.